I heard you witnessed a run-in. That was really sad the other day.
Oh, you heard?
I heard.
So I'm driving home. All the cars have like stopped, and I was like, "Oh, great! There's a fender bender, or there's some construction, because there's always construction." But it ended up being a dog had gotten hit by a car. You know, when an emergency happens, there's like different tiers of. Initially, it happens, and everyone's frantic, but no one knows what to do. I was there like the second after everyone was frantic. So I was
You
there
missed
when
the
I missed the initial
like the
impact.
big like the scary part.
I walked over to see what was going on and saw like I couldn't. I like had to like I just couldn't look because it was really devastating.
So for those of you who don't know, Lauren is a huge, huge pet lover and particularly puppies. So in a way, I thought it was worse. Because I thought you were there at like tier one, and I know that would have been really
It was tier.
nightmarish for you to watch that actually happen. Were the people there whose dog it was?
So everyone was frantic. Luckily, there were like a bunch of like stronger people there to help carry the dog. But
You
I just
think the dog
glanced
made
a
it?
little bit. I don't think so, but I just started bawling.
Bawling.
I had to pull over and just I sat on the side of the street. It was like it's
That's so
just
sad.
seeing that is horrible, horrible experience. Not to start on a sad note, but it was
But I hope you're
definitely,
better. That's why I
yeah,
asked.
thank you. I am better, definitely.
I know you're better when you were a romper, or you're just making poor choices still. I
Just still
wasn't
poor
sure which one.
choices. I gave my other doggy Bean. I went home
When
and
you got home, did you give him a treat, like an extra treat?
I
You
didn't let
spoiled
him
him.
go. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, "What's going on
I
here?"
know. He's like, this lady's crazy.
Yeah.
She's always hugging me and crying and kissing me. I see a dog commercial and like
You're like,
in the
where's
arms
Bean?
of an angel.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. So that was a unique experience that
Yeah.
happened. My lesson from that, there's a lesson from everything, right?
That's true.
Was, you know, not even a lesson. It was something actually that I noticed about the people around me
Yeah.
and how everyone jumped into action. That was a beautiful thing to see, truthfully, is
How people are all
everyone got out of their
engaging.
cars. No one was like honking the horn. It was like it was
They're
rush
being decent
hour.
about it.
Yes.
Yeah. They're like,
Everyone
there's
was
an
like, well, how can we
emergency here.
help? So that was something I take away that was a positive,
Yeah.
which you don't always get from those. So speaking on more sad things, how are you? How was.
Oh, I'm quasi broken. There's something happening with my back.
Yeah.
It's like a nerve thing now. I think near the top of the spine running through my left arm.
You can't mess around with
It's like
that.
tingly stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to go to the doctor after we record to go see what they say.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
I'm
You're
sorry.
not
I
going to end
know.
up like this sitting sideways in a chair.
I mean, you just played hockey the other day. Do you think that might have. Oh, I can't say
Don't tell people that I've caused my own injury in sport. It's embarrassing.
that. No, it's not. That's a cooler way
I
to.
just woke up like this.
No, you don't want. That's not. You
No,
don't
that's
want
not. Yeah,
that.
I hurt myself.
Yeah, you had
I
to.
was doing sports
Yeah, yeah,
things.
yeah. You say you
Didn't
just
even
you
bang
saved a
into
goal or
anyone, didn't hit
something.
anything. I
Yeah.
just tried to do something normal, and this is what happened.
Yeah.
I know you have a plan for this episode,
I do. We
and I
can.
see the snack bag, which I'm very
Yes.
intrigued by,
Yes.
but we've been getting a lot of comments lately on our podcast.
I
Our
know.
summer podcast.
Because
And
we're boring.
I know, well, you said that, but then there's some other comments that I'm curious as to, you know, your take on it.
Let's do it.
And first of all, that being vulnerable episode is one of the best ones we've done.
Yeah.
And people are loving that everyone's engaging.
Yeah.
And then you have the random person who pops in here and there saying, "You guys promised me. I'm
More.
disappointed this summer." But we actually said there's no plan for the summer. We invited people to take the summer off. But then there's some interesting fans you have now.
Fans.
Fans. And I want to know what you think when these comments pop up, like 2 days ago. "This comment of mine is superficial as it only pertains to aesthetics, and that definitely means not very much in defining a person. Maybe it's the single least important trait that someone has to take into consideration. That being said, I just wanted to say that Lauren is stunningly beautiful. She may very well be the most beautiful woman alive."
Oh gosh.
So what do you think when these people are losing their minds in the comments?
It's one of those things where it's like, thank you, I'm flattered, but also that is not obviously like what we focus on at all. Like, I think we love having fun and making fun of ourselves and like getting vulnerable, and people get to see the real and the truth as much as we can.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of a weird feeling when you're being judged on like your looks. And I think Sheena clearly has been dealing with this for so long, and having men and women judging and also critiquing her looks and everything. You know, I got a small dose of that, but it probably doesn't feel great if it's she's constantly being compared to stuff or her appearance is, you know, discussed. So it's interesting for me.
You know what's the next comment after she's the most beautiful woman alive comment?
Say it.
Her eyebrows distract me so much.
Okay.
I can't focus. They look kind of weird to me, and I bet she has ADHD.
So I do have
ADHD. What does ADHD have to do with your eyebrows?
It's, you know what's really funny? When I was little, I used to get bullied for having eyebrows that were too big, and it was one, I had a unibrow. And so it's interesting how that one thing is carried over into like my adulthood. And I've like tried to like thin them out, make them not, because maybe my childhood, I was like, oh, I don't want.
Would you actually do all that?
Oh, like, yeah.
You actually treat your eyebrows differently because of,
Of, without even like thinking about it.
Incredible.
I know.
The eyebrow story.
But it's following me.
It's but yeah,
I
think you.
They just, I'm very expressive. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe next episode, you know what? I could tape them.
Your eyebrows?
And like tape, because I think people are distracted by the way I'm like.
Wait, that's like you proving you don't use Botox.
Yeah.
By moving your forehead.
Mine are very strong. I have this strong section up here. So I get tension headaches all the time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have another comment for you.
Okay.
Beautiful faces on my screen. You need third chair for Lauren. She's too beautiful to speak behind the scenes. Can't get enough watching y'all guys.
It is interesting because this is a podcast.
Lauren, you should be a model.
It's so uncomfortable.
I want to say that both of y'all are phenomenal women. Gorgeous. Yes, no doubt about
she
it.
Sure is, yeah.
I got to ask though, is Lauren single?
I'm not.
Jerry. Sheena's so pretty.
Sheena is so pretty. The comment section is very saturated with comments
look
about
comments.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. Did you guys not talk on that episode?
Which one?
Did you both just look at each other?
On the what? No,
The girl chat episode?
No, we talked. We talked a lot. Stop talking.
A lot of people have a lot to say about how good you guys looked while you were talking.
See? Thanks, guys.
But there is someone out there still very concerned.
But my eyebrows.
Your eyebrows.
Guys, I know.
This is something you really need to take more
seriously. Wait, can you drop in the
seriously.
Comments some advice, actually?
Yeah.
I would actually love to know, really, because I don't want that to be such a distraction. They do have a mind of their own, and they live on different planes, so they fully just move on their own time.
I cannot get over how gorgeous Lauren is. Like, girl, stop ungaying me.
Okay, I'll take that compliment.
Oh, and here's that other one. And then we'll go on.
Okay.
I've been a fan of the podcast, but I have to say the summer format has been really disappointing. When it was announced that one of the main hosts was taking the summer off, it sounded like there were going to be lots of different guests, ideas, and fun things planned to keep the show interesting. Unfortunately, that really hasn't happened, and most of the summer episodes have felt pretty flat and thrown together. I understand that regular dynamic was obviously going to be different with one host gone, but it feels like a huge opportunity was missed to do something creative with the show during that time. Instead, I found myself barely wanting to listen, which is disappointing because I normally really enjoy the podcast. I really hope when the regular format comes back, the show gets its energy back too, because the summer just hasn't been it.
That's a long paragraph. That person had a, like, they really
thought,
felt that way.
They thought a lot about this. And we acknowledge your comment.
We acknowledge every comment.
We come back with, we could have not done anything this summer, and we said, you know what, we're just gonna play around.
You think I want to be here right now? I'm just kidding. Yeah, I do.
It's
but
true.
Yeah,
maybe
we
not.
No, I do.
I do want to be here.
I want to be here.
The podcast, oddly enough, guys, over the summer is outperforming how it was doing before the summer. So we've got some tension here.
It
seems like the random confusing. Madness is what you people like. And you're not helping us in the comments by giving us ideas. It feels like that's the minority view.
Kind of.
Most people are enjoying the madness.
I know.
And by the way, your, you know, porno with the parents episode has moved up very quickly through
really?
The ranks. Yeah. It's like now at number 4.
No way.
Yep. From a 10 to a 4. But I think we just hadn't shared it yet.
Maybe
when
that's
that came
true.
Out.
Yeah,
and now
that's
it's been
true.
Shared and whew,
yeah.
People are enjoying your tales of Mulan.
Mulan.
Rouge.
I've only been listening to the Moulin Rouge soundtrack, by the way.
Would you like to sing some?
I would not, but thank you so much.
We wanted to give you the opportunity.
I know, thank you. I used to sing, thank you.
You used to sing?
That's another conversation for another time.
When?
When I was younger.
Like in a choir?
Yeah.
Of stuffed animals in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Or like with other humans?
No, I used to record music a long time ago.
Why did you bury that part?
Because I was made fun of so much when I was in high school.
Because of your singing?
Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. Were you bad?
You, I didn't think so.
I can't judge. You're not even letting me hear it.
I know. I wasn't wanting this to be about that because we have a big plan today.
Okay,
for this
let's
episode.
Eat.
I decided to bring a ton of different flavored chips.
Oh, okay.
And I apologize to the audio listeners. You know, you'll understand that he's trying different chips and I'm not telling him what flavors they are. But for the viewers, obviously, it's going to be quite entertaining.
Okay.
I'm okay, down. So first chip.
It's a triangle. Looks like a Dorito by its look. Am I supposed to chew into the mic?
Some people like that. This is more of like a guess the chip type of situation.
Is it like a sweet chili Dorito?
No.
Is the word chili in it?
No.
Oh. Fire?
No.
Spice?
No.
Heat?
No.
Sweet? Is sweet in there?
No, it's not. I'm doing this because I'm like, you're kind of like...
Is it Dorito?
It is a Dorito.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to guess the brand.
Okay, so it's a Dorito.
And then the flavor. I really started with a punch. I should have done the plain Lay's first, but...
Oh, well, see, now I know there's a plain Lay's coming.
Or, yeah,
or not.
Well, I probably knew that.
So, it doesn't say spicy. Not jalapeno,
no.
Not habanero. Chili.
Begins with an S.
A thing with S. Sriracha?
Yep.
Sriracha.
You're not going to get this because this is not like a word that describes.
It's just like a marketing thing.
Golden.
Golden sriracha chip? Look, oh, it's just golden sriracha flavor. Okay.
How beautiful,
did
though.
You try it?
It's quite good.
That's not trying.
Yeah, but I.
Oh, it's not that hot.
It's hot. Wait. Are you serious? It didn't go up your nose?
No, I barely got any spice on mine. I think you bit the part with the most like thing on it. Eat the whole chip.
No.
Then it'll dilute it. That's how it works.
I'm going to sneeze.
No, I'll give you water. There,
I have
it's
water.
Right there.
Where is it?
That side. 7.9.
Oh, that's a good rating.
Yeah, I liked it.
I don't know if you got enough of it, but...
Yeah, you probably got... Like, you know sometimes the spices all settle on one side of the chip?
Yep, you can keep talking. I'm showing
And you bit just the corner. This has that classic Pringles shape. So I'm going with Pringles.
It's Pringles. You look so stumped.
It's fine. Yeah, it doesn't taste like anything.
Nothing. Maybe close your eyes and taste. Like in Ratatouille, they say if you close your eyes, you enjoy.
Is there something wrong with my taste buds?
They're connected to your spine.
I think so. Your taste bone's connected to your spine bone.
Your spine bone's connected to your tongue bone. Even. Nothing. Seriously? Nothing.
Is it supposed to be like some pickly thing or?
No.
I have no idea.
Really?
Did you try it?
No.
Maybe.
I should have tried it first.
Yeah, try it.
Huh. Yeah.
You taste it? I mean, see, again, you're biting the corner.
No, I taste kind of like oregano a little bit. You don't taste that?
Yeah, I got some.
Pringle, I don't know.
I guess if you see it, you can convince yourself like that's what it is. But I would never guess pizza.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that one. It's not bursting with flavor, I'll tell you that much.
Tasteless pizza flavor.
All right, next one. See, guys, we're giving you something different here. We're having so much fun. Honestly, the best part was going to the store to find all of these different types of chips. It was very fun.
I want to do that video where we buy a bunch of different drinks and we throw them.
Yeah.
And she has to be like, catch them in the air and say what flavors they are.
Oh, that's
Have you
fun.
Seen those?
No.
Those are fun. They get a bunch of drinks. And you blindfold the person and you like throw the liquid at them.
Do you think she would be happy about that.
I would need permission to play the game. Oh, this looks like a palate cleanser. Oh no, this has flavor. It's like dill. Dill pickle. Lay's dill. This one actually tastes as advertised.
Lay's does crush it with their flavors.
This one tastes very much like what they're saying.
It smells, literally, I'm closing my eyes, I smell it, and it smells just like I opened a jar of dill pickles. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this one's like absolutely on.
How the heck do they do this?
I think they just soak the potatoes with the pickles.
There's no way.
So they create harmony amongst the... Those are dill potatoes. That's the secret.
You think that they're... Oh, that's kind of cool.
They crossbreed them.
Yeah.
They the put cucumbers them and the potatoes live together.
These are really good.
They're good, yeah.
All right, rate that one as I find the next
chip. Oh, yeah, wait. So the pizza one...
Oh, yeah.
I rate that a three.
Yeah, because you have to rate it on the scale of like... If it like it's supposed to be as a pizza advertised, chip.
Yeah. No, you can't tell. The first one we had was that Dorito Sriracha. That was good, 7.9. Mm-hmm. This one's an 8.5.
I agree.
Pretty good. They're leading the charge now.
Okay, next one.
Oh, this is a plantain chip. So it's a different, completely different thing now. It's so hard now. Oh, this one's spicy.
Is it?
You can't eat this one.
Okay. Sometimes I find a bell pepper spicy, so.
It's just a super spicy plantain. Like, I almost want you to try it, but it's too spicy for you to try. It'll probably say, like, fire hot something, but there's no flavor other than
hot.
It being hot.
Just hot. Just fiery. It's hot. Just it's something you're chewing that's hot.
Oh, boy. That makes you want to cough.
Okay, maybe don't keep eating. Yeah.
But they taste
Do you like good, them?
Yeah.
Flamin' Ghost? Should have looked
into
that.
Yeah, it makes sense. They're just hot plantain.
Oh, brace yourself for a fiery crunch that lights up your taste buds with bold, untamed heat. These spicy chips pack a flavorful punch that's equal parts thrilling.
As advertised. Super hot plantain.
Wow. Okay.
You want to try one?
Am I going to lose my mind? Probably.
No.
Oh, it's ghost pepper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here.
Okay, let me try. It's like the one chip challenge. You ever
but
do that?
No, yeah, but this is nowhere near as spicy as those. It comes later.
Does it
later.
Come later?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it comes later. Because you're like, oh, I got this. And the coughing comes after. For me, it came like in the second chip. Yeah, no, you don't have to eat more. But
you said it came in the second
for
chip?
For me, yeah.
Maybe I'm just so tough now.
Yeah, that Doritos Sriracha chip really took you to the next level. I'm shocked by this. That thing felt spicy to you and these you feel fine. These feel like normal plantains to you?
Just kind of, yeah.
What is happening now? The sriracha one to me had no spice.
I almost like...
And you were freaking out.
It was like I put horseradish in my mouth and I, you know, like that feeling when it goes up.
That one felt like nothing.
I mean, my mouth is like a little like fiery.
We had the opposite reaction with those two.
Weird.
Like I would easily eat that whole bag of Doritos. I could never eat a whole bag of this. And it feels like you're the opposite.
What?
Yeah, they were pretty hot for me, but you don't taste them hot at all. That's
interesting. No, I'm kind of weird. I'm kind of scared.
How is that even possible? And the Dorito you found hot.
I was like really unwell with that.
That's hilarious.
Like, I'm not even joking.
I don't even understand how this is what's happening.
Part of me
now.
Thinks it's because like the banana.
I don't know.
Makes
That's
it
weird.
Like so that it doesn't. I don't know.
I'll give this a 7.5.
7.5.
It sits behind the sriracha.
And the
one
brand
for me.
Is a banana.
Banana. I see.
How the heck
the
do you
phone.
Get a brand and just how do you trademark that?
Banana. They probably don't. You want to start a banana plantain chip company and compete with these guys?
Yeah, we can call it
banana.
Banana. Just maybe like
banana.
Banana nana.
Oh, like a grandmother. Banana. Like nana's bananas. Like there's got to be some grandmother that has created banana bread and it's called Nana's Bananas, right?
Don't tell the people these good ideas.
It's got to be out there.
Banana. Nana's Nanners. Nana. I'll save it.
Nine your Nanners where
nine
you take your
manners.
Grandmother out and she gets heavily inebriated somewhere. That could be a show.
What did you have to get anyway?
Any grandmother who's drunk makes for good TV.
I know. There should be a show like, I mean, there's all these reality shows on TV like Love Island, The Bachelor. Why isn't there one for grandmas that just like are having fun?
Grandmas that are having fun. Then we see what happens. But it starts at like 4 p.m. So everyone could be in bed by 9.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's a quick show. They are like just
sloshed.
They're sloshed.
That's a fun way to say drunk.
And then their grandkids have to come pick them up from Nan. And it's called Mind Your Nanners.
Mind Your Nanners.
And then you have to go get your grandma who's like now just
hammered,
having a really good time.
Yep.
And then the grandkids have to, you know, put the whole house back in order.
I like that. Because
the parents are coming
challenge.
Home.
Yes.
So you got like Nana through the house party. And the grandkids have to clean up after Nana.
And make it seem like Nana never went out.
Like Nana never went out. And then the parents come home. They're like, oh, yeah, it was great. Where's grandma? Oh, she went to bed early. She had a big day.
Just read her book and then, went to bed. Yeah.
Made some blankets.
So what's it called again?
Mind Your Nanners.
Mind Your Nanners.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Okay.
I'm closing pin in that again. One. Yep. I'm showing the people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're back to the Doritos. Why don't you take one at the same time so you'll understand what I'm saying?
No, because I want to see if it's too bad. I don't want to.
Mm. It's not spicy.
Don't think even about like the Dorito flavors. Think of like.
Yeah, what does it taste like?
What does it taste like? A lot is on the line here.
It's so hard to taste something, I'm realizing. Like normal stuff without seeing it. I don't know what it is.
Loaded taco.
Loaded taco. It's like taco seasoning. Late night loaded. Try
late
one.
Late night.
Tell me if you agree with this.
It's late at night. I'm hungry. I need a taco.
Yeah, this is a storyline no one's ever said.
Ugh.
It's just like taco seasoning that they put on a chip.
Man, it's going to be a no from me.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Sorry, Dorito. It's okay.
I give them a 5.
Wow, that's a good rating.
Really? You give them lower than 5? The lowest rating I think I have is that...
The
Pringle pizza, because it tasted nothing like pizza to me.
Yeah.
But this
maybe they'll,
is kind
maybe
of
they'll
in that
reformulate
category.
After seeing... We should reach out.
I mean, I think I would like it to have sauce and cheese. That would do it
for me. I wanted to have like...
If I pull out the little Pringle, it's a mini pizza.
I want it to look like a pizza.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of lame.
I think that's hard for them to do.
Do you remember Lunchables? Did you ever have Lunchables or know what
they
were?
I remember it. They always had like meat, though.
Oh, the...
So you wouldn't normally buy that.
Yeah. But I used to love the ones that were the pizza ones. And they came on these like crackers that were like kind of soft. Like, you could kind of like...
Bend it
a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they gave you this little red... spreading thing that you put the sauce on, you would spread it yourself. It's a little piece of plastic.
Yeah.
Great cheese. And then they would have these tiny little mini pepperonis.
Yep. And you throw on top.
And then there'd be like a Capri Sun. Do you remember Capri Sun?
Yeah,
the juice. And then.
Did you always get it with the first poke? Did you sometimes poke through the bag?
Always poke through the bag. But I went right through the whole thing. And then you just have to actually get rid of it and like move on.
Yeah.
Get a different one. I did see that Capri Sun just came out with something that's like an electrolyte. Added drink or something.
See, why they're doing that is because your generation knows that brand.
Yeah.
This generation's like, why are you giving me juice in
Yeah,
a
why
sack?
Are you giving me like so much sugar?
Yeah. They've got
it.
It
was pretty elite. I used to, when I would finish them, I would fold them and I would pretend it was a phone. My friend Gwen and I did that. I don't know why. Might have been something other
people
did.
Because they were aluminum.
Yeah.
Silver phones.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice. Okay,
next one.
I'm locking out again.
Hold on.
Now we've gone back to the traditional chip looking format. This tastes like barbecue.
Okay.
Is it not Lay's?
It is Lay's.
It is Lay's?
Does it not look like a Lay's?
Yeah, it's like a little different. No, it could be Lay's.
It looks a little different, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I opened that bag and it looked a little different. I'm not that well versed with my Lay's.
It doesn't taste like one of those like air-fried versions or anything. It
the
tastes
baked
like
or whatever.
Yeah, it tastes like normal Lay's.
Does anyone like those?
I think people like the fact that it advertises as being healthier.
Yeah, but a chip's a chip, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Lay's. I'm just gonna go barbecue. I don't know. Like, would you? I don't know. Like, my brain is telling me you probably wouldn't buy a basic flavor.
Can but I be it honest? Does I taste actually like don't a know basic what this flavor. Is.
Oh, this is one of my favorites.
All dressed. I truthfully don't really know what this
means. This is so good. It's like a mix of, and the All Dressed is like a Canadian flavor. Ruffles All Dressed is like amazing. Oh.
There's barbecue in this.
There is, but it's a little bit more. But this doesn't taste like the All Dressed I'm used to.
Oh. Ruffles has it like in the Ruffles, like you can taste the flavor.
But this is a great, like, there are two flavors of Canadian chips that you don't normally see in the U.S.
Okay.
All Dressed is one.
Yep.
What's the second one? Do you know?
Ketchup.
Ketchup. Those two are awesome.
I know.
But we don't have them in the States. So I think Lay's is now making All Dressed in the States. And sometimes they do this like...
It's not the same as Canada, though.
It's not the same.
Guys, get with it, U.S. Come on.
Is there vinegar in it, too?
Yep. Tangy. Yeah,
it's so like it's a savory. Mix of barbecue and salt and vinegar at the same time.
And one
time.
More.
Salt and vinegar barbecue. No, I don't know what's
sour cream and onion.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Also? So that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I've never liked sour cream and onion chips.
Same.
But okay, we have one more, guys. Okay,
hold on.
We're back to Pringles. You can tell from the look that it's a Pringle. I'm trying to smell first.
Yeah, see if that's good. Helps use me. All senses.
Does nothing for me.
Nope. Oh, he's reacting. Just for the audio listeners. Oh, he's really reacting.
There's a lot of flavor.
Is there? What type of flavor?
The entire flavor team works on this product. Nobody, all the pizza people came here. It has a lot.
Yeah. Guys, he's reacting. Yeah. Describe to the people.
What the hell is this?
Is it really? What is it? Spicy?
It has sour.
Sour. Would you say this is the most flavorful of the ones you've tried?
Yes.
Even over the dill, the Lay's?
The dill was like perfect.
It that tasted like hit. A dill pickle.
That just one, crunchy. That one knew what it was doing. This, I still can't tell you what it is. It's spicier. It has kick, but what is that?
What if I told you?
It definitely has a lemon. Oh, it's not a Pringle. I've never had this before.
Wow, this is exciting.
But it has a lemony thing. I almost want you to try so you understand what
lemon.
I'm saying.
Lemon? I definitely will. Takis!
So is that their
chili,
same?
Pepper, and lime.
Oh, the lime. That's what I'm tasting.
That's really dark.
Wait till you take a bite.
Is yours as dark?
Yeah. No. You're going to taste the lemon? First.
Mm-hmm. Even break?
Oh.
I like the sourness of it.
This is as advertised.
Yeah, they did a great job.
It is a lemony spice.
Wow.
I'm very confused by how you're eating this and the plantain and that Dorito one bothered you.
Should I just try that one again?
I think we should both try that one again. Mm-hmm. Either I missed something or you got to double down on one. This is not too spicy for you, right?
No.
This is, both of those were spicier than that Doritos one.
That Dorito literally destroyed me.
I don't understand. You bit a corner.
Let's finish by each trying the Dorito.
Okay, so what was this now?
The Taki. What would you rate it?
The Taki, again, as advertised, I give the Taki.
I'll grab one.
What do I give the Taki?
The Taki was...
It can't pass the dill.
Well, is it because you like dill more?
No, because the dill just hit the as advertised.
It's
no,
like right away you were like, oh, that's dill.
This also is as advertised.
Yeah.
But I don't like it as much.
I don't like it. I like the sour.
It does what they're saying it does, but I don't really like the flavor. I'm going to give them a 7.
Okay, deal. So we're both trying the Dorito that I found was... literally so spicy, and
the golden sriracha.
I mean, it's okay. A gold bag, debatably the prettiest.
Yeah,
chip.
I like this one, tangy, sweet. Again?
Yeah, it's hot.
I don't understand.
It's way hotter than
I ate
others.
The whole chip. This thing is not.
Wait, that's like much hotter.
This is very confusing.
My tongue.
From this one.
Yeah.
there's something. We found a DNA. Just that, like,
yeah, this
like,
is this, too hot. Like,
it's for you. It's easily the hottest. This one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is not hotter than those two for me.
Oh my god.
How is this possible?
I need.
We have to check the ingredient list. Wait. To see what's in this that's freaking you out.
But why is it not freaking you out?
No. And the other ones, well, how can you eat that plantain so without messing around? That ghost pepper,
this
not
is hot.
Like hot. Really? You're drinking water for this?
Uh-huh.
She can eat ghost pepper chips, but
the other ones were not that hot.
This was not that hot.
That
to
one's
me.
Staying in my on my tongue right now. Yeah. Wow.
How is that possible?
We're going to have to take it around the house and ask.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a little test, have people eat one of each.
Guys, maybe you go to your local store, pick up
Golden Sriracha.
Golden Sriracha Doritos.
Banana Ghost Plantain.
Ghost Plantains. The Taki Crisps Fuego ones. Those were, I think those were the only.
Yeah, those are the three spicy ones.
Yeah, and get back to us, because maybe I'm weak with spice anyway. Yeah.
But still,
I
you
could
would,
eat
no,
all
you
the,
ate
other
the other
ones,
ones
and be fine. These gold, this golden package right here
knocked you out.
Knocked me out.
And I think dill pickle.
I might have to stay in tonight.
maybe we're familiar with the like the smell or the taste, but that one was closest to as advertised.
Yep.
The all dressed I really like.
Yeah.
Normally, but this one just tasted like barbecue to me. So if you're gonna try all dressed, go get the Ruffles one. You're still hurting from this one. You should have a plantain ghost to help you settle your tongue.
Because that's nothing for me.
That's nothing for you.
That's nothing for me. Well, I hope people liked this. It's a little different.
Yeah.
At least we brought something.
We brought something new.
We brought some spice to the show.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Thank you. But yeah, that's all I got for you. I hope your back feels better.
Yeah, it will eventually.
Maybe the spice will help. I don't know why that would.
I don't know.
It probably wouldn't.
I don't think it'll help.
No.
Will you sing a song from your childhood on the way out? One of your tracks?
No, I can't do that.
Why?
The trauma, man.
The trauma? Oh, no. That's brutal. Okay, well, that's intriguing.
Yeah,
I know
it
the
could
detectives
be a cliffhanger.
Out there are going to find
it. You never
it.
Know. It could
gonna,
be a cliffhanger.
They're going to find you.
Yep.
They will tell us.
Yep. Working on the eyebrows too, guys. So leave a comment.
And please leave a comment if your grandmother would like to participate in our show.
And then we're like serious nanners. Too. Yeah. That'd be so fun.
It would be so fun. I also want to do another show where we have earpieces and I get to say what you say. Like
that's so
you know,
fun.
With those shows and you have to try to keep a straight face.
I would love
that. That would
be
make me so happy
me
if
too.
I could do that.
Ordering something.
Oh, yeah.
Would be one of the funniest things. Like
just
going
recording.
To Dunkin' Donuts or something and ordering.
Like
it'd be so
asking
funny.
You if they have dosa batter.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love a dosa instead
I'd love
of the bagel. You're like, well, ma'am, what's that? You're like, no, yeah, I was in Bangalore last week. They do it. Just check in the back. Check in the back. I'm sure you have.
I love that. Like, some of the best videos I've seen are people going to Starbucks and going in the drive-thru. Like, tell the boyfriend who's driving, hey, can you get me the, like, the pinkity-drinkity, soapy, like, lemon juice, tangy Memphis or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy will
and
literally
order
sit.
It.
It's one of the funniest things.
And then they're
how
like,
do you guys
what the hell
fall
are you talking
for that?
About? We're just listening. We're built to listen and not fight these things.
All right. So you're just being good men.
Yeah. Just like, oh, yeah, we know they have these pinkity drinkity things.
Memphis.
We've seen
I don't know
them.
Why I ended with Memphis. Yeah. Hey, you know.
That's how it works.
That's how it works, guys.
Okay. So we'll try. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go
Grazie.
Wash my mouth out now.
I know. I'm going to finish this bag because it's the easiest one to eat.
Yeah. Brutal. Okay. Bye, guys.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye.
Okay. So we filmed an episode of the podcast.
Yeah. I brought you your favorite chips.
These
are super spicy. These are kind of cool to taste, but they're
you guys,
medium spicy.
These are
spicy.
Chips on
no,
an episode
yes,
of the podcast.
That one is the spiciest. That's the least spicy. She starts vomiting on this one. I don't understand.
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
You have to settle the debate. You have to try
which
all three.
Which is the spiciest?
You guys know that I hate spice, right?
This is for science. That one's very flavorful.
Power.
What is it?
It has a little spice.
She started laying on the floor and I had to call the fire department to hose her off. She was freaking out.
You don't think these are spicy?
Should I wash out my mouth?
No.
Because you don't even think that's spicy. That was like just a plain Lay's for you.
Can I eat like two or three of these?
These are not.
She thinks they're all plain Lay's. So she's broken off.
Okay.
I'm not
broken. In different ways. Well, that solved nothing.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Just try this.
But Lauren kind of need a corner.
Is it spicy? It's good, right?